The main problem is the fine particulates, which are small enough to penetrate the lungs and the bloodstream and increase the risk of various heart and lung diseases and strokes. These fine particulates are produced directly when fossil fuels are burned, and they can also be produced indirectly from chemical reactions in the atmosphere involving sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide, which are also produced when fuels are burned. So coal tends to be the most polluting fossil fuel, produces the pollution in the biggest amounts, whereas natural gas has relatively modest emissions of these pollutants. And then motor fuels are somewhere in between. Diesel fuel can be quite polluting, more so than gasoline.
When we think of pollution, we usually think of sort of a thick layer of smog over a city, but there's also indoor pollution.
Yeah, actually, when we talk about indoor pollution, we mainly have in mind poor households in developing countries who don't have access to electricity, and they're burning fuels for cooking and heating in their homes, you know, wood, coal, and so on, often in poorly ventilated stoves, and therefore there's a lot of pollution in the household. And in fact, indoor air pollution kills more people, according to the World Health Organization, than outdoor air pollution.
You've actually done the work of boiling down the cost of the health risks to the population of a given city, not based on per person, but actually per gigajoule of energy produced.
Yeah, so we focused largely on the outdoor air pollution. We tried to quantify the damages from outdoor air pollution for different countries so we could give some sense of how much they should be taxing fossil fuels to take into account those damages. So we want carbon pricing to be reflecting not only the supply costs and fuel prices, but also the environmental damages.
This is obviously not just the direct health impact on the people living near a coal plant. It's also the way the entire planet is being affected. Is the risk of climate change, of global warming, also a health risk to people who are living in affected areas when sort of severe weather events happen, that sort of thing?
Yes, there's an awful lot of concern about how future climate change may have adverse health effects. And there's a diverse range of risks. I mean, there's the possibility that tropical diseases like malaria might spread. There's a risk that countries which are heavily dependent on agriculture, if climate change leads to changes in precipitation patterns, there's a risk that there might be more droughts and famines, and obviously the risk of heat stress in certain countries. But these effects, they're very speculative. It's very difficult gauging what health effects will be 30, 40 years from now, because it depends a lot on what happens in the meantime.
So speaking of ways to mitigate the risks in the meantime, what part of the process needs to change?
Yeah, so for indoor air pollution, one of the things we'd recommend is trying to promote more access to the power grid for low-income households.
And the idea of connecting them to the grid is that they don't have to burn fuel in their own home, so that's reducing that indoor pollution.
Yeah, exactly. So they would use electricity for their cooking and heating needs rather than burning these very unhealthy fuels. And then outdoor air pollution, there's a lot that, for example, coal plants can do to mitigate emissions at the point of combustion. They can install technologies to capture a lot of the emissions. So we think that it's important to have the right taxes on coal, but also to provide incentives to make sure that plants are adopting these technologies.
Do those work sufficiently? I guess if all the coal plants in the world had those technologies installed, would that be enough to mitigate the health risks?
That would reduce the health risks quite substantially, wouldn't eliminate them. But there's a range of other behavioral responses that can reduce the health risks. I mean, we want to make sure that there are adequate incentives to shift from coal with high pollution content to coal with low pollution content, to shift from coal to other fuels like natural gas, for people to conserve on the use of electricity and so on. So reflecting the environmental damages into the price of coal promotes all of these different behaviors, all of which help to mitigate the risk.